with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is wasting no time dismantling the administrative state, already acting on scores of promises he made during his White House campaign. He rallied thousands of supporters with yesterday's indoor inaugural parade and then signed scores of executive orders and actions.
After claiming a mandate in his inaugural address, the president started unraveling Joe Biden's legacy.
We won, but now the work begins.
And he got right to work. Mr. Trump began signing executive orders on stage at a downtown arena as thousands of supporters cheered. He froze the issuing of new regulations, asserted his control over the federal workforce, and withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Mr. Trump also taking the U.S. out of the China-dominated World Health Organization. His declaration of a national emergency along the southern border reasserts federal control over the border and sees more personnel and equipment already being dispatched. Also at SRNNews.com, wildfire ravaged Southern California, seeing a resurgence of the gusty Santa Ana winds.
The big concern is, of course, primarily the current fires escaping their current containment. However, perhaps an even larger concern is the fires escaping, or fires starting somewhere else.
Cal Fire's David Acuna. How about those Buckeyes?
The Ohio State Buckeyes are national champions for the sixth time after holding off Notre Dame 34-23 in the college football playoff title game.
Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh says it's Ohio State's sixth national title and its first since 2014. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 193 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse continues providing hurricane relief in North Carolina.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just started his second term, but his influence already being felt in state capitals. Republican governors announcing Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes that Mr. Trump used to get elected, at least as far as their party will allow them. In West Virginia, the new Republican governor issuing numerous orders on his first day, including one ending DEI initiatives. SRN News. A teenager stands accused of vandalizing a Wisconsin congressman's district office over the TikTok ban.
Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman had voted last April, along with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, for a bill that mandated TikTok's China-based parent company sell its U.S. operation by Sunday. Fond du Lac police say the fire was reported at 1 a.m. Sunday when the building was unoccupied. It was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. The man is being charged with arson. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has signed an executive order temporarily halting offshore wind lease sales in federal waters and pausing the issuance of approvals, permits, and loans for both onshore and offshore wind projects. The Interior Secretary will review federal wind leasing and permitting practices for federal waters and lands. More details at SRNNews.com.